Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and for the last few minutes of the show today and for this week, let's have fun with something a little different. We're going to invite anybody listening to share your elevator pitch for a TV show or a screenplay for a movie, right? Yesterday we asked about pandemic purchases you loved or regretted. Today we're wondering, in those early days of the pandemic, when you were stuck at home, maybe suddenly unemployed, did you finally get around to writing that screenplay or TV pilot? Were you laid off from your job, maybe even in the industry? So many theaters closed down and everything like that. And you finally wrote it? Want to pitch it now? 212-433-WNYC. Yes, we are inviting you to pitch your TV pilot or movie screenplay. 212-433-9692. Keep it short. It's an elevator pitch, but you never know who's listening. We have listeners in the network suites, I'd imagine. We have listeners on Broadway front offices, I'd imagine. We might even have listeners in Hollywood. Good morning, Hollywood. We just had a guest from California. Give us a call and tell us what your movie screenplay or TV series would be about. It's your elevator pitch. You're invited to give it to us, and who knows who's listening, at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. I once went to a dentist who knew who I was from the radio, and at the end he handed me a script that was this screenplay, or it was really a TV pilot, I guess, kind of a true crime series that he was writing. And I'm not in that business. I think he gave it to the wrong person. But it was pretty hilarious, and I had some fun reading it. People do that. So we're inviting you to do that, and our lines are filling up. So, okay, right after this, your elevator pitches for your TV series or movie screenplays. Stay with us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now to your elevator pitches for your movie screenplays or TV pilots, and Paula in Syosset. You're on WNYC. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Brian. It's an honor to be speaking with you. So I had an idea for kind of a sci-fi film where hackers get into companies that control medical devices, like resetting fibrillators and pacemakers, and they manipulate those devices and people start dying.
And why are the hackers doing that?
'Cause some people are just evil.
'Cause some people, yes. And then you go on, I presume.
You know, could be a foreign country doing it.
Right. And then you go on to law enforcement or detectives or whoever it is, quest to find those hackers?
Exactly. But in the interim, there's a lot of devastation.
Paula, thank you very much for starting us off. Daniel in New Providence has a TV pilot to pitch. Hi, Daniel. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Big fan. Thank you. So my idea is there's this two gay couple. One is a registered nurse, one is a lawyer, and one of their best friends actually ends up passing away, and they get custody of the two kids. So it's kind of this dark comedy of them trying to figure out, wow, now we have to raise a child. They go to therapy with the child, and then eventually the extended family, who was never involved, starts showing up, and now they're trying to fight for custody. So it's like this kind of dark humor, but I don't know, I thought it was really good. I started writing just like the pilot episode of it, and you know, I think it's a really great original idea.
And so over the weeks of the TV series, you'd see the different family members fighting for custody?
Yeah, exactly. But really, there's nothing they can do. He's a lawyer, so he knows the law and stuff, but he wants to integrate. He doesn't want to kind of shun, you know, the children's family. you know, but they had such a close relationship with their friend and they knew that it was in the will, you know, and they're in their like early 40s, you know, so it was kind of like a sudden loss. But they learned to take a child. They learned a different type of love, you know, and it kind of just follows their journey.
Very sweet, Daniel. Thank you very much. Charlie in Newark, you're on WNYC. What you got for us?
Yes. So the name of the show is Velo City, a superhero comedy. It follows the adventures of Zip, the man wonder, once boy wonder, now man wonder, sidekick to the Blue Gargoyle, hoping he's going to get selected to be the new Blue Gargoyle of the city, but gets passed over as the role goes to his daughter, something of a privileged wastrel in your classic superhero sense. And
he gets passed over in favor of his own daughter.
The Blue Gargoyle's daughter. So, you know,
because
he's just Robin. He was a ward. And, you know, but he has to help her learn the ropes of being a superhero now. And, you know, it's both funny and sweet and poignant as these people in this world of superheroes still have to deal with mortgages and things like that, and how it's really hard to be a superhero if you have to buy your own utility belt. So
I love it, Charlie. Thank you very much. Yes, superhero mentoring. I don't think I've seen that one before. Thank you very much. Noor in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Noor. Do we have Noor in Queens? Am I on the right line? We'll try to come back to Noor. Let's go to Caitlin in Sparta. Caitlin, you're on WNYC. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Brian. How are you?
Good. What have you got to have an elevator pitch for?
Oh, so there's actually a group of four of us, and we were inspired by the polarizing politics taking place across our nation and in local school boards, maybe including our own a little bit. But the series, it's a TV pilot series called Board Games. It is an hour-long comedy drama. We did that intentionally. Four neighbors team up to take down a corrupt school board in their small town of Lenape Falls. It is your basic, privileged, white, Native American named town with neither a waterfall nor a Native American in sight. So we watch as they forge a lasting friendship while combating corruption, racism, homophobia, carpools, and even the occasional case of head lice. But it's all ready to go. Our pilot introduces and unites our four women for the first time while they tackle their first major challenge, which is to convince their school board to shed its offensive Lenape Falls warrior mascot in exchange for a honeybee.
That is wild. I like this one. I think this is sellable. Executives, are you listening? Between the family aspects, everybody's obsessed with school boards these days, bringing in the fictional, I presume, town of Lenape Falls. Here we all are in our area in Lenape,
yeah.
Hoking, right?
Yes, sir.
And boy, sounds like a hit to me. All right, that's Caitlin in Sparta, New Jersey, executives. How about Jeff in Brooklyn? You're on WNYC. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Brian. So this is an animated feature called Animal, kind of about the industrialization of the food industry in America and decaying and dying malls. So the main character is a mouse coming from raised by his Italian grandparents from a restaurant that's now defunct. He has to move to greener pastures because there's not enough food going around to support the community. Moves to the mall, meets a whole cast of characters. The food court is getting renovated, so it's kind of the capitalization, McDonaldization of food industry, and it deals a lot with hunger and which affects, you know, one in six people in the States. So it's a story, a coming of age story about dealing with those types of issues.
A coming-of-age story of a mouse who grew up in a defunct Italian restaurant. Is the mouse a direct descendant of Topo Gigio, who was a famous Italian mouse on the old Ed Sullivan show. Familiar with that?
I am not familiar with that, but it sounds like we should definitely include that.
Check it out. It was a puppet character, one Italian mouse in the history of television that I know of that exists already. All right, we're going to wrap it up by giving Noor and Queens a second chance. Noor, we have 30 seconds for you. Hi.
Hi there. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Go ahead. We got 25 seconds for you.
Okay. I am a home birth midwife in New York City, and I think the story of home birth midwives is really interesting. Lots of people are really interested in Call the Midwife as a show, but Call the Midwife New York City edition would be a really great series, especially going through the pandemic as a home birth midwife and just dealing with different types of people in their homes and all the struggles of the interesting stories that come along with catching babies in people's homes in New York City.
Call the Midwife. Thank you for calling the Brian Lehrer Show with Call the Midwife. And thank you all for calling with your TV and movie elevator pitches. Have a great weekend.